All right, Phil, you want to do the last little piece?
I sure will. Okay, this time I'm going to be talking about a newly modified version of the CCB Important Dates page. This page was originally designed to give readers a quick reference point to find upcoming CCB events and links to important information and forms. We have now expanded the page with an area designed so chapters and affiliates can specify the dates of upcoming events that they are planning. It is our hope that when planning events, chapters and affiliates can use this reference to see the dates of other CCB activity and be able to plan the best day and time for their event. Okay, so I'm gonna now bring up the page. So I'm now on the CCB Important Dates, and the page name has also changed. It's now called CCB Important Dates and Calendar of Events. So I'm gonna go ahead and just arrow through the page. And I'll point out the places where you can actually automatically jump to. Now you get to this page from the home page. Actually, you can get to this from most of the CCB pages at the first menu, at the top menu. There is a line item in the menu called CCB Important Dates and Calendar Events. So simply by clicking on that in the main navigation, will take you directly to this page.
Visit the same page link, skip the main, enter.
So
CCB
push the same
important
page link to jump me to the
article.
form.
Visit the same
Okay,
page link,
at
click.
the top of the page is a link.
Visit the same page link, click here to read important CCB dates and information.
Okay, so this first link will take you to what was currently. It's basically the information that was there, and this was primarily being used by CCB, not by chapters and affiliates. So you can click this link to jump directly to that section of the page.
Blank. Visit the same page link. Click here to review the current CCB calendar of events.
And the second link at the top will take you directly to the section of the chapter and affiliates calendar of events. Okay, so but rather than clicking those links, I'm going to arrow down so you can see what's actually in the page at this time. So the first
Blank.
section is
Heading level 1 CCB important dates and information.
okay, in this section.
Heading level 2 chap blank. Within 30 days of the change of officers, please link click here to complete the chapter slash affiliate officer information form.
Okay, so that's information on filling out the form along with the link that's going to take you to the form, to the officer's information form.
Chapter slash affiliate rosters and dues. Heading level 2. For each home chapter member, please remit the sum of $15.00 with the exception of those members who are life members of CCB. Blank. For statewide affiliates, please remit the sum of $75.00 for your dues to the council.
Okay, so again, this is informational. I'm going to hit H to jump to the next heading.
CCB 2022 Virtual Conference and Convention Important Dates Heading Level 2.
Okay, this is an item specifically to our
Blank.
convention.
Link click here to go to the 2022 Virtual Conference and Convention Information page where you can find the link to register for the convention and read or download a convention program in your format of choice.
Okay, so this link here will take you to the page that both Steve and Rob had shown you on how to register and download and read the convention program.
Blank list of three items.
Okay, then within that item, there's a breakout of.
Bullet pre-convention activities begin April 18th and run through May 9th, 2022. Bullet the main convention runs from May 12th through May 15th. Bullet post-convention activities take place on May 17th and 18th.
So again, the theme of this page is really the focus is on dates. So we have a link to, so it's very clear, the important dates of the convention.
List
okay.
End.
Blank. Next item is
heading level 2 CCB auction.
CCB auction is still on our important dates, and hopefully we'll be able to fill in a date.
Blank. Please check back
in the
blank.
Near future.
Heading level 1 CCB calendar of events.
Okay, now we're down to the calendar of events. And like I said, I arrowed down to it just so that you can see what's really on the page, but you could have jumped directly to it with the same page link at the top of this section.
Heading level 2 April 18th through May 18th. Heading level 2 2022 CCB virtual conference and convention. Blank.
Okay, the first item in the calendar is again our convention, because that this section is in the order of, it's in date order. So that is actually our first event.
April 18th through May 9th, pre-convention activities heading level 2.
Okay, I pressed H and it jumped me to the date of the pre-convention activity.
Heading blank, link click here to go to the 2022 virtual conference and convention information page, where you can find the link to register for the convention and read or download a convention program in your format of choice.
Okay, and there we have a link that will take you again to the info, the registration and program page.
May 12th through May 15th, the main convention heading level 2.
Okay, there's the main convention. It's going to be followed again by the same link so that you can get to the registration and program page.
May 17th and 18th, post-convention activities heading level 2.
Okay, I hit H again, and that took me to the information for the post-convention activities. Going to hit H again.
June 11th, RSVP needed by May 14th, Glendale Burbank Area Chapter L.A. Arboretum Walk heading level 2.
And yay for the Glendale Burbank Chapter. We actually had a real event to put in here. They are planning an Arboretum Walk on June 11th, and I got permission from Anthony to go ahead and initiate this new area with his event. Okay, that's I'm going to read.
Heading blank. Information about this event was sent to chapter presidents. For details, please check with your chapter president and send your RSVP for this event by May 14th to send mail link rias2@roadrunner.com.
Okay, so again,
article blank.
That is the end of that page, because you know that is the activity we have at this point. Okay, so in the calendar section, we're providing at the heading level, the date, and these are in date order, followed by the affiliate or chapter that's putting it on, and the name of the event. And that is then followed by a very brief one-liner. We don't want this to be a replacement for the happenings or other means of presenting detail. This is, remember, this is really a calendar of a layout. So our emphasis here is to let people see what all is going on so that they can plan around what's already being presented. Okay, now I want to emphasize that this section is only going to work. There's two things that could make it not work. First of all, it's going to work if people use it, if people actually put their events, and I'll tell you in a moment how to submit your entries. If you put your events in so that other entities of CCB can actually see what you have planning, what you have coming up, so that they can plan their events around your event, you know, to try to avoid conflicts. If another chapter is doing something in your area on the same date, you might want to put it a week later or a week sooner or a different time. Another point that would that would stymie this from actually being a useful tool is if people don't, if an event is canceled, using this implies that you're taking responsibility for this entry. So if you're if your event is canceled, you need to notify the TOG to remove it from the calendar so that others will have the opportunity to use that space. If people come to this page and they plan their event for a day that they want a date that somebody else had, and they work around it and choose another date and then find out that the original one was canceled, people are not going to want to come back. You know, it'll lose its purpose. So please, I want to emphasize that you know, to take responsibility and let us know if events have been canceled so that others can take advantage of it. Okay, so that is it for this page. If you want to submit an event, send a message to webmaster@ccbnet.org, and the TOG reviews that mailbox, and we will be able to add your event to this calendar. Okay, questions?
Thank you, Phil. I think I just want to say that now that Phil has formally announced it here, we'll put it out on the president's list so that everyone will know about it and know how to get their event. Phil, do you see this as a place where people could also list speakers that are coming to, you know, so in case it's a speaker that a chapter is interested in listening to, they can come to the chapter meeting?
I think so, yes. I think that would be a good, you know, good place to list that. Again, not wanting to replace the other tools that we have, you know, such as the CCB Happenings, you know, you might want to say, see the happenings for details, but it would be a good place to at least mention why you're emphasizing that date and time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phil, it's Gabe.
Yes, Gabe.
A couple of things. Speaking of happenings, along with putting it out on the list, I think mentioning that for a couple of weeks in the happenings would be good.
Yeah.
And also, you know, sometimes things are scheduled, you know, sometimes there's a speaker scheduled 3 months in advance. So I think putting, you know, if a chapter has, you know, I'm going to pick on / compliment the San Francisco chapter. They have some really good speakers, and those are scheduled sometimes 2, 3, 4 months in advance. So if there's something that San Francisco chapter thinks is going to be a good speaker, rather than waiting until a month before it to put it in the happenings, they could put it up here on the on this calendar of events,
right?
So that's that it starts getting some traction there. So
you know,
that's the other place where I see this being able to be something that supplements the happenings and where they can work together.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I totally agree. But the difference
just my cent and a half worth.
But the difference being, Gabe, that the more advanced notice that you whereas the happenings, you would want to put that in closer to the event.
Right.
But this, if you were to put it 6 months ahead so that others will already know, you know,
and
whether they want to compete with that time.
Yeah. And then 3 weeks in advance, that's where you start saying, you know, for information, you know, put it in the happenings and just remind people that might have seen it 3 months ago, you know, put it in the happenings so that people get, you know, it's kind of like, to me, the website would be more of a passive announcement, whereas the happenings is more of an active announcement, I guess.
Couldn't you treat it as a calendar so that people have it at the beginning of the year so they can plan stuff?
Yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Make it like a calendar.
Yeah.
It's working in that direction, I think.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to do a calendar, but then just couldn't really figure out who would be responsible for it. And I think this is going to be kind of a...
And I will say that we deliberately put it in this format to make it easy to read. We deliberately did not put it in a table calendar format because many people have trouble navigating. So for now, at least, it'll be in this easy linear format.
Mm-hmm. And that, the headings are going to be nice.
Right.
Yeah. And
nice job on it, Phil.
Yeah. I think also we didn't do a calendar before because we didn't have enough people on the TOG. And so Steve Bauer and Rob Turner recently joined our group, and that has really allowed us, to put more effort into what we can accomplish, right? And we're way over our time, so...
I was just thinking
that. Yeah, so...
that's okay. Revolutions ran a few minutes over. This can run a few minutes over as long as we're done well before 5 o'clock.
And we're making up for the few minutes we started late.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Slow starting, but it picked up momentum.
It did. Well, thank you, everyone. This was really, really good session, and I hope people picked up and learned and know how to reach us. Probably best to write the webmaster at ccbnet.org than to write to us separately, just because there's more than one person that checks that account. It's like four people that check that account. So good way.
I think this is a really great session because I don't think the TOG has ever been featured like this. So I think it was really great for you guys to be able to step out from behind the curtain and kind of say, this is who we are, this is what we did. So I'm really glad
Sarah, this
happened.
Thank you, Sarah, for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sarah, for bringing it up, and thanks you guys for making it actually come alive.